WWZ Mobile.
For WWZ, KN4VWA, turn your music down in the background.
Trader, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Do you think so, Chandler?
I can't be Michael Knight in my car, do you kid? Come on now. You just might be surprised. Michael Knight can do things you can imagine a car doing.
On June 18th, I'm going down to do the Rusty Wallace experience. I'm going to be slinging around the Atlanta Raceway at about 140. I don't need to be daydreaming about that kit car.
You know that the Knight Industry 2000 could outrace and outrun any modified race car there ever was and is.
Bud, I'm glad to see that you have that kind of imagination. Now, what you need to do is come up with your own characters, your own stuff, and write a script, take it to Hollywood, and make yourself a gazillion dollars.
Like that would actually happen.
Hey, don't count yourself short. The guy that came up with the, Seinfeld. That guy came up with the idea, presented it to, what's-his-face Seinfeld. He took it to NBC, and he sold them a show about nothing, and made himself, I think he's almost a billionaire now.
Steve, are you actually going to do the Rusty Wallace experience?
My wife says it's okay. I'm actually thinking about it because my brother and my nephew are going down to do it on the 18th.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, who says you have to ask the wife if you can get into a race car and drive 140 miles an hour around Atlanta Motor Speedway? That's a you decision.
Every married man that heard that comment that you just made is laughing his butt off. And they know that you are a single fella, and you better enjoy your singledom as long as you can, because as soon as you sign that dotted line, yeah, you start asking for permission, bud. Who was that?
Or NXY, David.
Hey, both of y'all hear this. On Rock 101, when they had John Boy and Billy on there, John Boy and Billy used to do a radio skit called Married Man. You remember that?
Yeah, I believe.
Married Man.
They still do old girl children. I think they still do Married Man.
Man rides around in a minivan. Those things were hilarious.
What you got to say about that?
Heard those skits on 101, and they were right funny most of the time.
Yes, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Hey, would you be careful now? These might get me and you in trouble.
You're in my ham shack, and ain't nobody listening but me.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Hey, Dave, give me a call sign one more time. I've heard you in there once or twice, and I keep trying to snag it, but what's your call sign again?
KF4NXY.
That would be Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-Ray Yankee, Steve.
F as a prefix. Man, you've had your license quite a while, had you?
I've been around a while.
So, can I have to ask some questions?
How, Chandler? Go ahead, bud.
You just said KF was a prefix that they used many, many years ago. May I ask how we determine, you know, how do we know all this? Because 35 years down the road now, somebody's probably going to look at me and say, oh, KO4, that's the old prefix. How do we know that?
Take that one and explain it to him. I'm in traffic.
They started out years and years ago with like a KG, and then they went through all the KGs and all the combinations for that, and then they got to the KS, and then, you know, kept going through the alphabet until, you know, like where they're at now with the KO4s, and they're probably about out of them, and it just keeps going.
Suffix was in KF4 in what?
Under X-ray Yankee, NXY.
There we go, there we go. Man, I tell you what, this pollen is getting me. I swear, I got a little cough from all this pollen. I've been out in it most of the day, and hadn't been as bad as a couple of weeks ago, but man, it's still thick. Hey, y'all remember a pollen season running this long, this hard?
Okay, one, I've suffered an allergy since I was a little boy. And, you know, my car, inside and out, is covered in ugly yellow stuff, and I hate it.
Just think, I drive a 2019 Ram 2500 diesel that's a garnet color, kind of a dark red. You ought to see all that yellow surface, man. Sheesh. And I got a camper cover on the back. It looks rough.
Hold on. You say your truck's a garnet color. If you say that you're a Gamecock fan over the air, you have been the biggest embarrassment to the state of South Carolina on the ham frequency.
What is that? Now, because you better go easy on my Gamecocks, bud. You can get all sorts of consequences there now.
So, my Clemson Tigers is the only team out of the two that's won multiple back-to-back national championships. And that, my friends, is something to be very proud of to say on the ham frequency.
Well, they didn't have anywhere to go except up after we whooped them 5 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Say to that,
Pretty much.
Oh, me. Well, listen, we're about to pull in and get us a little, something to, fill our bellies. I'll talk to you guys later. Hey, Dave, next time I hear you on there, I'm definitely going to jump in with you. Enjoy the conversation. And, you have a good evening. And Chandler, stay out of trouble, buddy. KN4 BWA. I'm clear with you guys. Y'all carry on.
70 degrees, Steve. And don't worry about me behaving. I'll do whatever I'm supposed to. Now, you, on the other hand, I'm not so sure about that. I have to duck on out here, too. I'm at the Walmart. Gotta go in and grab my mom's Mountain Dew.
I'll catch y'all a little later. Have a good evening. KF4NXY.
73 Dave. I'll be back shortly. KF4WWC. I'll be clear.
B4 CPA Mobile.
CPA. KO4NUE.
For NUE. KB4CPA. How's it going?
Pretty good, Dave. How about you, sir?
I'm a little tired. I just got finished playing tennis, but, you know, excuse me, at least I won, so, or we won. It was a doubles match, so I feel good about that.
What is that? Well, let me get you one of those pieces of sugar-free pie to celebrate. Over.
I haven't been up to Arden or Woodfin lately, and that's where their pie shops are. They are going to build one in Greenville, but they just haven't found a spot yet. They need something that's already, you know, set up with a kitchen, and they just haven't found anything. But they're still looking.
Well, I'm taking the missus out to Dairy Queen. We're going to get us a little Dairy Queen for a call. Get on back and call the net tonight. Over.
Yeah, I love their ice cream, their soft serve, and I used to love getting the banana split at Dairy Queen. Golly day. Woo! And, we had one not too far from the church, maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 miles. And so after Sunday night service, like, we go over to the point sometimes. It sure was nice.
That. Well, Dave, your signal's dropping out pretty bad. I can hear what you're saying, but it feels like it's fixing to go south quick. Over.
Here in front of St. Francis Hospital, this little place right here is a bad spot for the repeater. I'm not really sure why, but as I was slowing down for the traffic lights, it was going full quieting to nothing, back and forth. Just, you know, it's really funny to watch the signal meter.
Well, have you had a good week so far?
I sure have. Got to play tennis last night, played tonight. I'll put 2 matches tomorrow night. I'll get plenty of tennis in tomorrow night, and doing a little, been messing around with FT4 lately. I tell you, when you go from FT8 to FT4, and then go back to FTA. It's really that extra 7.5 seconds that really makes a difference.
I'm afraid I don't know anything about FT8 or FT4, but I'm assuming the 4 is slower, right?
It's faster because you only have, instead of listening and transmitting 15 seconds, it's only 7.5 seconds, but, you know, on both receive and transmit, so it goes by a lot faster, and so when you go from that back to FT8, which is it transmits for 15 seconds and listens for 15, then, you know, that's twice the amount of time. It doesn't sound like a lot of time, but it really does make a good bit of difference.
Well, we're down here in Appalach, and you would not believe groundhogs on the side of the road down here.
KB4CPA. Yeah, well, you know, I just might, because, you know, I live right off of Rutherford Road, right near where it intersects Wade Hampton, and there's one right there at our subdivision, and right before the entrance, well, depending on which way you come, but if you're coming from the Wade Hampton side on Rutherford, you'll see him there on the right, right before you get to the intro division.
K4 MUWA.
In just for a second, Chad, on site, 8:10, or maybe 8:15, no later.
Well, while you're there, get me if you gonna grab a couple watermelons and all. See if you can pick me up some cantaloupes if you've got them over, and I'll just swing by there and pick them up tomorrow. How about that, over?
Sounds like a Wiener Schnitzel to me. How you doing, Dave? You going out to play tennis?
I'm coming home from tennis. I played at 6 o'clock, so I'm done for the night.
Y'all carry on. I'm going to jump out of here. I'm waiting on a big old thick juicy cheeseburger at the A&P restaurant in Greer.
Sure, in the world is the A&P in Greer.
Highway 14, just south of town. Just south of Old Rufford Road. South Buncombe. So, I'll talk to you guys later. Y'all have a fun evening. Y'all carry on. K4VWA, clear.
That's that. All right, well, you have a good one. We'll talk to you later. 73 is KB4CBA. Go ahead, Chad.
I heard you throw your call out there, and we're not far from the DQ here down past Lowe's, and I think my wife's favorite is a peanut butter Buster parfait, is that right? And so we're gonna see if we can cheer her up a little bit.
DQ always put a smile on my face. So which one are you going to?
I don't know. Is there one in Spartanburg? Nah, we're gonna see. We got to ride down Spartanburg for a little bit too, and then scoot on back to the house. I got called net tonight, so I got to be back in time for that. Over.
Well, you got plenty of time. The one I went to was on Cedar Lane Road, right there. Can't remember the name of the cross street now. Anyway. Anyway, it's on Cedar Lane over there in the section of town they call Berea. So that's what we used to live on Huntsbridge Road. So we were just 2 or 3 miles from there.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I'm on. Let me drop on out. I'm going to check with my wife, see how her day was and all. And let me get off this radio and appreciate the QSO. 73 is KP4CPA, KO4NUE. I'll be clear, sir.
Just think of me when you eating that ice cream tonight. And oh, man, y'all have fun. 73, and I'll talk to you later. KB4CBA Mobile.
CEF Mobile.